Thanks for watching SAP Insights Matter, where we help you scale and grow your business. My name is Ramon Ray, your host. Today we have analyst PJ Yakovlevich with us from TEC. PJ, welcome.
Thanks.
So what's TEC nice and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, TEC stands for Technology Evaluation Centers. Okay. It's the company headquartered in Montreal. I work from my home office in Boston.
That's
and
nice.
I've been covering the enterprise application market now for nearly 20 years now. Okay. And focusing mostly on the manufacturing and the material management areas rather than professional services or service-based industries.
Today we're going to talk about cloud computing. I think many consumers and many businesses, everyone as it is in the cloud, but as I understand it from your research and things we discussed, the aspect of cloud ERP is kind of still in debate, as it were, the question. So let's start from there. What are some things you're telling your clients, PJ, in this kind of debate, as it were, between cloud ERP versus on-premise ERP? At a high level, what's the discussion? What's happening there?
Well, the discussion is whether companies should go for cloud ERP or not.
Okay.
So maybe 10 years ago, there was lots of apprehension.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was the apprehension about, by the way? Why was there apprehension?
Well, depending cultural and all that, one apprehension was about, should I have my data somewhere, wherever in the cloud?
Which is a valid issue.
Yes.
Okay.
It is a valid issue. Okay. There are still... we are talking about data breaches and hacking and all that kind of stuff, but that is becoming less of an issue now. Mm-hmm. So let's say maybe 10, 15 years ago, people were at ease to have their email systems in the cloud. Then over time, customer relationship management vendors, talking about Salesforce as a pioneer there, became more comfortable, and maybe even like some field service management users or maybe HR departments.
So there's this evolution going between who's using it and as it's
yes.
progressing.
Yes, somehow it became more popular departmental-wise. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was easier to do as a pilot proof of concept and all that. But recently, we've been seeing that even like true manufacturing users, even like product life management users, CAD designers, even accounting folks are getting much more open towards the ERP deployments, and it's even reaching the mainstream stage now.
As you're talking to your clients, there's pros and there's cons to ERP in the cloud. What are some of the things you're seeing? Let's talk about the benefits. When you're talking about people, why they should invest in cloud computing on their ERP platforms, why are you suggesting they do it?
The first thing that comes to mind, why people tend now to go and consider cloud more and more, is speed of deployments and time to market, and especially for smaller companies that need to be in business as soon as possible.
So speed is one reason.
Yes, and the speed comes from one reason why the speed happens is because you try to implement simpler processes and you don't try to customize and tweak it beyond recognition, as it was the case with on-premise
kind of out of
software
the box,
in
is
the
that
past.
Fair?
Yes,
okay, go
out
ahead.
Of the box or standardized or packaged, the way you want to call it.
Okay.
The other thing that's also attractive to maybe smaller and even larger enterprises, it's the transparency and predictability of the costs. You know how much you're paying.
You kind of have some pretty stability in your budget cycle.
Exactly, so you can budget, you know how much you're paying, same like me paying my cable subscription or...
I like that, okay.
Exactly.
So we have speed, we have cost, okay.
Yes, so there is no surprise in that regard.
Right. Okay, and then when you're talking about people who might not want to consider, even though it's for most people it seems to me based on what we're talking about here, what are some things you'd say, you know what, you may want to slow up a bit in having a cloud ERP implementation? Any reasons to not do it?
Well, definitely, because there are some really like hard stops or so-called showstoppers. Yeah. Let's say you are in some really highly regulated industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could always think about life sciences and drugs, where they need to validate, once they implement system, they need to validate the processes and freeze them in time.
Right.
And that is sort of impossible when you are in a multi-tenant ERP deployment where we are talking about continual changes.
Right.
Think about your Gmail or Hotmail or even Facebook weekly you log in and you see some new features.
Right.
That's not allowed in these kinds of industries. So here maybe we can talk more about like private cloud instance where you validate, but then you set it in stone for maybe, let's say, 18 months, 2 years. So then when you decide to upgrade, you need to revalidate and
so
validate again.
So these are some huge considerations when people are talking about cloud versus non-cloud, things like this.
Then, because of data privacy issues and strict data residency issues like in Germany or Switzerland, what if the vendor that you like, whose product you like, doesn't have a data center there? You cannot do. What about some geographic regions where internet infrastructure is still not strong? And there is no connectivity.
Talking about the aspect of geographic data, it's my understanding that in SAP's case, they enable their customers to do that. I know there are some cases where customers say, we have to have our data resident in this country or in this area. I believe you're the expert in this, but SAP can do that in the cloud. Am I correct in this?
Well, SAP is a global, mighty company that is able to have data centers in many regions. So SAP is a gorilla in the market, so they can afford
that. Which is a good thing. We want gorillas to be stable and good for the smaller business.
Of course.
Right.
But there are lots of vendors, even the mighty Salesforce is still only maybe available in maybe only 10 countries or something, or even fewer. So it's not easy. Having your own data centers is very expensive. It requires lots of investment, and for the vendors like SAP or Microsoft or whoever else, it is much easier to absorb those costs than for new up-and-coming vendors.
PJ, talking to some of the startups that are young and hungry and on the fast growth, and again, you don't have the exact scenario, but what would you advise them? They're thinking, PJ, we think we want to move to the cloud. We want to have our ERP in the cloud. Any particular best practices or key points you'd say, here are some things you should look to as you evolve or as you implement from the ground up in the cloud? Any best practices you're seeing that your clients are doing?
Well, cloud is definitely an option, but every company should go with their eyes open because...
Right. But those who want to do it, I mean, those who say we want to go to the cloud, what are some best practices you're seeing?
Well, the best practices is definitely to see whether, for their particular industry, how good the fit that solution is.
Okay.
Does that... vendor or even maybe a partner of a vendor speak your language, your vernacular, do they really know your issues? Then the chances are much better that their solution will be applicable to you more out of the box rather than again going for costly customizations and then you are struggling to update when the time comes.
Are you finding that many of the companies are struggling with this aspect? They get a solution that's not good enough out of the box, and I'm assuming they have to spend quite a bit or with customizing it when it's better to look for a solution that works.
Yes,
80%, as it were. Something
because maybe a few years ago, we were talking usually about very generic cloud solution, cloud accounting or cloud contact management or Salesforce automation. Now there are vendors that are now coming with cloud solutions for certain industry, whether it's for engineer-to-order manufacturing or maybe for jewelers or maybe for agencies. So the more vertical specialty the vendor has towards your industry, the chances are better that you will maybe only need to have like a very cosmetic customizations rather than touching the code.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And all that.
And last question, PJ, I'm just curious again, AI, IoT, these kind of advanced technologies, are these a benefit when using the cloud? Does it matter or not? Can you just talk a little bit about
these? Yes, because that's another reason why cloud is also popular, because somehow cloud goes hand in hand with these new technologies, especially with mobility. And with mobility then comes Internet of Things, and all these devices, and then even our artificial intelligence, machine learning tools, and all that. Now, this is not to say that these tools are not possible to find in on-premise, but it again is more cumbersome to implement them, and even more cumbersome to maintain them, because every time when something changes, new release comes, you need to update, whereas in the cloud, it goes much more smoothly.
So I'm going to recap what I'm hearing, and you correct me. We're going to like play a trivia game. So what I'm hearing today, that PJ, the analyst, the expert, is saying, A, the debate of cloud or not cloud is still kind of open. It's not that everybody should go one or the other. Consider mm-hmm. what your business needs are.
Absolutely.
Two, that you want to find a solution that's as out of the box as possible, so you have less customization needed as you're doing it. Am I right so far?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And that three, you want to make sure you have a partner, a provider that can meet those needs. Everybody mm-hmm. can't, but make sure they can scale with you, grow with you. Is that fair?
Exactly. And okay. they speak your language. They understand okay. your needs, your pain points, and all that kind of stuff.
Great. I think we just covered like a whole debate on cloud versus non-cloud and 10 minutes or so. PJ, thanks so much.
Happy to help.
Again, PJ, one more time, give us your mm-hmm. full name and the company you're with.
Predrag Jakovljevic, better known as PJ, and the company is Technology Evaluation Center, or TEC, based in Montreal, Canada.
Awesome. And I'm Ramon Ray, your host. Thanks for watching Insights Matter, brought to you by SAP.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching SAP Insights Matter. Check out growthmattersnetwork.com for more information.